Let's close our eyes as we hear the word of God. Father, we thank you, Lord. Lord, use me as your vessel to bless your people, Lord. Father, Lord, let the word of God bring understanding. Let the word of God bring a transformation. Let us not leave here the same the way we came. In the name of Jesus, we pray thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. God bless Pastor David for once again giving us the opportunity. Amen. Today, my topic is Jesus, the reason for this season. Jesus, the reason for this season. Everyone say Jesus. The reason for this season. Hallelujah. We are all here because of one man called Jesus Christ. And our brother Ransom read my text for today. Let's go to Matthew chapter 1 from verse 18 to 22. This is how Jesus the Messiah was born. His mother Mary was engaged to be married to Joseph. But before the marriage took place, while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her fiancé, was a good man and did not want to disgrace her publicly. So he decided to break the engagement quietly. And as he considered and thought about it, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. "Joseph, son of David," the angel said, "do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit. And she will have a son, and you will name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sin." All this occurred to fulfill the Lord's message through the prophet. "Look, the virgin will conceive a child, she will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. Amen. Someone say, the Lord is on my side. I mean, if you can just imagine this story. This woman is about to marry, engaged to the fiancé, and she has an encounter. Someone say, an encounter. This was a divine moment with the angel of God. An innocent virgin has had an encounter with the angel of God, and the angel said in Luke 1 from 26, "You will conceive and give birth to a son called Jesus Christ." How is Mary going to tell her fiancé, I mean, that I'm going to get pregnant by the Holy Ghost? It doesn't make sense. But God, being so faithful, didn't even wait for Mary to go and tell the fiancé. God himself also gave Joseph the encounter. Someone say, encounter. Someone say, an encounter. Why am I stressing on the encounter? What can transform our lives is when you and I have a personal encounter with Jesus Christ. When you have a personal encounter with Jesus Christ, our lives will never be the same. Hallelujah. Because the angel of God encountered Joseph. Joseph did not put her wife to be ashamed. He still married her. Joseph was obedient to the dream. If Joseph was not obedient to the dream, I don't believe that Mary would have even been comfortable having Jesus Christ. But because of his obedience to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, they waited for Jesus to be born. And the question is that, why was Jesus born? He had one mission. The mission for Jesus Christ coming on earth is to save us from our sins. Someone said, Jesus came to save you from my sins. He only had one mission, to come and save you and I from our sins. And that's what Angelica read. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son called Jesus Christ, that whoever believes in his name would not perish, but have eternal life." Jesus has to come and rescue us from perishing because of the disobedience of one man called Adam. Hallelujah. So this Christmas, we are not here to condemn anyone. We're here to let you know that you have been saved by the grace of God. Someone say, I am saved. And you must have every reason to rejoice. And if you're here and you're not saved, you also get an opportunity to know Jesus Christ personally. Because all your life, you can live all your life, but without Jesus Christ, my friends, my brothers, you have no future. Our future is hidden in Christ. Your tomorrow is in Christ. Jesus is our hope. Jesus is our protector. He is our strength. Amen? So this Christmas, I don't know what you're going through. We all have different issues. Maybe you've lost a loved one. Maybe you've even lost your job. Or maybe you're going through some turmoil. But I want you to know that Jesus is the reason for this season. This is a month of celebration. It is not a month for you to mourn. I want to encourage you. I don't know what you're going through personally. It may be in your health. Jesus is your healer. Someone said, Jesus is my healer. So don't be disheartened. Don't be discouraged. He has come to save us. He has come to rescue us. And I want you to know that this Christmas will be your best Christmas. Amen? Amen. Oh, I don't see smiles. I said, this Christmas will be your best Christmas. Amen?
Amen?
Listen, you don't need Santa Claus to bring you a present before you become happy. The best present is knowing Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. My brother, please give me my present. Let me just do a demonstration. I want to ask all of us a question today. The question is, do you want the present from Jesus, or do you want the presence of Jesus? It's a question to all of us. Do you want the gift from Jesus, or do you want the personality of Jesus? Thank you, my dear. You've answered the question. Say, I want the personality of what? Jesus. Because why? When you have Jesus, he's the giver of the gift. My brother, come. Amen? Let's say, for example, I'm Jesus, right? And I am the giver of the gift. So if I give you a gift, I can take the gift back. But if you have Jesus, you have what? The gift and the personality. Amen?
Amen.
So I want us to know that this Christmas, don't even cry if you don't get a present from Santa Claus. Hallelujah. Be happy, because why? You have the presence of what? Jesus. He says that Emmanuel, the Lord with us. That's what David prayed, a very simple prayer. He said that, take not your Holy Spirit away from me. Because even in the midst of the shadow of death, so if I go through the valley of the shadow of death, because the Lord is with me, because the Lord's presence is covering me, I know that I am saved. Hallelujah. To the many people are chasing after the gift that Jesus gives. But we are not chasing after the heart. Only people are dying for. People are selling their soul to the devil for these things. But Jesus says that if you and I can pursue after him, if you and I can seek after the heartbeat of God, so these things that people are dying for, say, so I'll give it to you for free. When Jesus blesses, and we and I follow in obedience, the blessing doesn't come with any condition. But one thing I realized, that the devil doesn't give a free lunch. The devil can give you the $1 million, and at the end of your life, he'll cut your life short. So the Bible says that, what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? My dear brothers and my sisters, Jesus being the reason for this season, I came to encourage you. Let's go for the heart of Jesus. This coming Saturday, we are going out to evangelize. Let your light shine. I love this program. The Bible says, let your light shine so that men will see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. It is time for our light to shine. Someone say, my light must shine. Jesus didn't just die for us to just sit down and just be enjoying. What price are you also paying? The price every star must pay in the kingdom of God is a price called sacrifice. Someone say, sacrifice. Jesus came to sacrifice his life for you and I. The question for us this morning, what are you also sacrificing for Jesus? We don't want to pay the price called sacrifice. And the sacrifice God wants is that we love him with all our heart. We love him with all our soul. We love righteousness. We begin to hate sin. Hallelujah. And when you begin to love God, and God begins to love you back, you see the fullness of God's blessing in your life. Hallelujah. So this Saturday, I want to encourage you. It is not just for a small number of people in the church. Most of the times, when you call for prayer meetings, when you call for things like evangelism, it's only a small number of people that will attend. But I want to encourage you, this Saturday, if you're not working, and make time for Jesus. He leaves the 99 for that one. As we step out 2 o'clock this Saturday to let our light shine, we are telling God how much we love Jesus. And when once they might not come to our church, but just like Philip, we go out there and plant the seed in the heart of men and women. I always say that as an evangelist, I cannot save anyone. I cannot save anyone. I am not the savior. Jesus is the savior. Hallelujah. But he has mandated you and I to go and speak the gospel, to go and deliver the gospel. We are like the postman. Hallelujah. The postman comes to your house, he comes and knocks at your house, and he just brings his delivery. Your job is to receive. So we go out there and deliver the word of God. Hallelujah. So this Saturday, I want to encourage you, if you're not busy, please make time and let's all come out and share time with Jesus. And I want to talk briefly before we pray. What is the benefit of knowing Jesus Christ? What do you get when you know Jesus Christ? Number one, if you're making it, you can write that down. Number one, God gives us eternal peace. Dear Lois, please give me Luke chapter 2, verse 14. The benefit of knowing Jesus personally. Jesus gives you and I eternal what? Peace. Let's see. It says that, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace and goodwill toward all men. Hallelujah. When you know Jesus, he gives you a peace that surpasses all understanding. That in the midst of your problem, you still have the peace of God. In the midst of your challenges, you're not losing your peace. My brothers and my sisters, I know people that live in a mansion, but they cannot even sleep. They have to take tablet to sleep in the night. But God has given you and I the peace of God. No matter how bad the situation may look, I want you to know, knowing Jesus will give you everlasting peace. Hallelujah. Amen. Number two, knowing Jesus will also give you everlasting joy. Someone say everlasting joy. Romans chapter 14, verse 17. Are we being blessed this morning? For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and what? Joy in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Someone say joy in the Holy Ghost. One thing, I was just meditating as Pastor David gave me the opportunity to preach. I was thinking, what can I even say about this? That when we know Jesus, sometimes as a person, we think about the tangible blessings. But I just want to focus about the intangible blessing that we receive from God. Because the intangible blessings are the true blessings. And the intangible blessing will lead to what? The tangible blessing. And one of the intangible blessings that we will not physically hold, but we have in our heart, is the joy of Jesus. Hallelujah. There is joy when you and I know Jesus Christ. The Bible says, when one sinner repents, the whole heaven rejoices. You see Jesus Christ dancing, rejoicing that someone has come to know him. Hallelujah. So the benefit of knowing Jesus personally, I am not talking about religious activity. My brothers, coming to church doesn't mean that you know Jesus. There are many people who come to church on a Sunday, but on a Monday, Tuesday to Saturday, I'm sorry, but they live like the devil. They don't live right. So coming to church on a Sunday is a brilliant thing. I love the fellowship. But I've always said that I don't stand before the judgment seat of Christ, and Christ will say that, Elvis, after all this that you've done, depart from me, I never knew you. That would be a sad moment to hear. But I pray that we'll never hear this in the name of Jesus. Amen. That we shall all hear, good and faithful servant, well done. So I want to encourage us, let's pursue the heart of Jesus Christ. Amen. And then, one of the benefits of knowing Jesus Christ is divine protection. Someone say divine protection. Psalm 91, verse 14 to 16. Psalm 91. Let's see something there. Verse 14 to 16. Psalm 91. It says that because he has set his love, he's talking about you and I, because we have set our affection, we have set our love upon Jesus, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. You see the key verse there, the last verse. See that? You have known Jesus because we have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Because you and I have an encounter with Jesus. Not coming to church, but knowing Jesus personally. Said, I will bring you deliverance. So I don't know what you're going through. Jesus Christ will deliver us from every trap of the enemy. The Bible says in John 10:10, the devil cometh not, but to steal, to kill and destroy. But guess the good news. Most people, most preachers, they end there. But I don't end there. I want to finish the scripture. I said, but I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Someone said, the abundant life. So Jesus also came to give you and I the abundant life. A life of health. Hallelujah. He supplies your needs. Sometimes we worry too much. I was telling my brother at the back that said, listen, don't worry about anything. Because the Bible says that if you and I worry, we cannot add any cubit to ourselves. By you worrying, you're causing anxiety. You're causing the devil to take advantage. He said, don't worry. Someone said, don't worry. There's a song that said, don't worry, be happy. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor and tell them, don't worry. Be happy. Hallelujah. We should not worry at all. Because the Bible says that the best of the air, man of God, they don't sow. They don't work. But our Savior Jesus Christ, he feeds the best of the air. And he says, how much more valuable is you and I? We are more precious than the best of the air. So my sisters, my brothers in the Lord, I came to encourage us. That when you know Jesus Christ personally, you have his protection. It doesn't matter what the devil will try to do to you. Do not be afraid. Someone say, do not be afraid. When Mary had the encounter with the angel Gabriel said, do not be afraid. Because I bring you good news. I bring you what? Not sad news, but what? Good news. Hallelujah. Someone shout good news. When our doctors are giving us a bad report, the question for us, whose report will you believe? Will you believe the report of the doctor? Or will you believe Jesus as your healer? Most of the time, we hear this negative report, and we allow this report to come into our heart, and then we begin to worry. Instead of praying, instead of rejoicing, Apostle Paul said, rejoice, and I say again, rejoice. So this Christmas, don't be sad. Rejoice in Christ. Rejoice that you know Jesus. Rejoice that you are born again. Rejoice that your light is shining. Hallelujah. And I want to finish on this note. That this Christmas, don't just focus on enjoying the turkey alone. Hallelujah. Don't focus on enjoying the turkey or the fish alone. Hallelujah. This Christmas, let's also think about others. Someone say, think about others. You see, when you look at what Jesus did, I was thinking about it yesterday. When in heaven, comparing heaven to earth, earth is like a dirty place. Because heaven is, they say that the street is a street of what? Gold. A beautiful place. No stain of sin. But Jesus left there. Not thinking about himself. But for God so loved you. He thought about you. He thought about me. To come and die for us. Therefore he came on earth to save us. Hallelujah. And not only did he save you. He has also made you a savior. Someone says, I am also a savior. And that's where our light might shine. Going to heaven. What guarantee you going to heaven? The visa to heaven is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You can have the passport, but if you don't have the visa, my friends, you'll be bounced. You're going nowhere. Someone said the visa is Jesus. Ask your neighbor, do you have Jesus in your heart? Very important. Because one thing is, I always say that as an evangelist, when I go on the street, I tell people that tomorrow is not promised to anyone. I don't want to die without Christ. So if you're here and you're coming to church just because of the fellowship, it's great. But please, the most important thing is to die knowing that you have a relationship with Christ. Amen? So this Christmas, maybe you're born again, but someone else is not born again. Send them a text message. Call a brother. Call a sister. Let's check up on each other. Let's walk in the love of God. Christ has given us love. Let's also extend the love of God to others. Amen? So this Christmas, don't enjoy alone. Think about others. And let's bear the fruit of the Spirit. One thing I see that is missing in the church. People come to church and they feel like, when I came, I even felt like, the way they were looking at me, I felt like I was being judged. When people come to church, let them feel the love of God. When a brother step on your toes, forgive them. Hallelujah. Let's walk in the fruit of the Spirit. That is what will show the world that we are truly disciples of what? Christ Jesus. Our light will shine when you and I demonstrate the fruit of humility. Someone say humility. The Bible says Jesus humbled himself to the point of death. Let's humble ourselves. Without Jesus Christ, the Bible says we are nothing. Humble yourself and walk in love and walk in forgiveness. This is the essence of knowing Jesus Christ. This is the essence of being a Christian. Amen? If you're a Christian and you find it very difficult to forgive today, we're going to pray. God, the Holy Spirit should help you. Someone said, the Holy Spirit is my helper. Stop fighting. Just lean on the Spirit of God. He will guide you. He will help it. The Bible says, when we don't even know what to pray for, He comes to aid us. He comes to help us, even in our infirmities. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's please be on our feet. We're going to pray. We're going to pray this one prayer. That if first of all, I want to lead us into a prayer of repentance. And then we pray a general prayer for everyone to benefit. For the benefit of those who are not saved, I want us all, please, if you're here and you don't know, you don't have to come to the front. Just stay where you are. Jesus knows your heart. If you know you're falling, the Bible says, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. I am not a perfect man. So we're going to pray together that, Lord, wherever we've fallen, Lord, forgive us. And this Christmas, let you be the reason for our celebration. So please, everyone say this after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I thank you for sending your son, Jesus Christ, to come and die for me on the cross. Lord, I ask you to forgive me of my sins. Wash me with your blood and come and live in my heart. And fill me with the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Amen. If you say this prayer, you're born again. You're not going to pray. We're going to pray that this Christmas will be your best Christmas. That the Holy Spirit, the angels of God, will be around us. That will fill the presence of Jesus. That is all that I long for. God's presence. We're going to pray, God, this Christmas, I need your presence. Lord, fill me with your presence. Fill me with your glory, that I may show forth your light. Let's pray this prayer, that Lord, I need your presence. Pray for the presence of Jesus. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord. Father, Lord, we need your presence. Father, this Christmas, oh God, fill us with your presence. Father, Lord, we pray that, Lord, we will not lose your gift, your person, oh God, your presence, oh God. We pray for even our loved ones who don't know Jesus. Lord, let them encounter your personality. Oh, Holy Spirit, help us. Help us, Holy Spirit. Help us, Holy Spirit. We pray that we will have the best Christmas this December, Lord. We declare, Father, Lord, help us. Help us, oh Lord. Help us, Lord. Father, Lord, fill us with your glory. Fill us with your joy. We praise you, Holy Spirit. We praise you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Mandele Baba. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We are still praying. We are praying for everyone here, every family here, that this Christmas, no one will No one will be sad this Christmas. Everyone will celebrate in joy. Hallelujah. The joy of Christmas. Amen. We're going to pray that every home here will be filled with the joy of Jesus. Hallelujah. So let's begin to pray, God, fill our homes with the joy of Jesus. Father, Lord, fill our homes, O God, with the joy of Jesus this Christmas. That no one will be sad, O God. Make us happy. Let us rejoice in Christ. Jesus, help us. We pray that, Lord, every home will be filled with joy. We pray that every home will get divine supply. Those who need, Father, financial supply. Those who need, oh God, relationship, oh God, anything that they need, oh God. May you grant their heart desires. May you help us, Holy Spirit. May you enable us, oh God, to enjoy, oh God. May you help us, Holy Spirit. May you help us, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. As I'm about to end, the Holy Spirit has just laid something on my heart. Well, I want to pray for those who are in the hospitals. The Bible says you should even remember those who are in prison. Some of them are in prison. They are innocent. We are praying that God will bring them out. That there is nothing Jesus Christ cannot do. Hallelujah. So we're going to pray in those in hospitals, those who are not well, those who are believing their loved ones to come home to celebrate Christmas. We're praying that the joy of Christmas will hit the hospitals, will hit the prisons, that Jesus will enter there and bring salvation. Let's begin to pray. Let's pray. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, we pray, oh God, even those who are in prison, oh God, those who are in hospitals, oh God. Father, those who are laboring, oh God, may you remember them, oh God. May you remember them, oh God. May you remember them as we celebrate. Let them also celebrate with us, oh God. Father, we pray, Father, Lord, for freedom for our brothers, for freedom for our sisters, those who are not well, oh God. We pray for their healing. We pray for miracles. We pray for signs. We pray for wonders, oh God. We pray for protection. We pray for deliverance. Father, Lord, we pray that you help us. We pray that you strengthen us, oh God. Preserve everyone, oh God, that this Christmas we shall enjoy, oh God. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We give you praise. We give you praise. Let me pray. I'm praying now. Father, Lord, thank you for blessing us with your word. Father, Lord, let the word not fall on the stony ground. Let the word fall on the good ground. Let this word that we've heard, oh God, bear fruit, oh God. Let us have a loving relationship with you, oh God. Help us all, even those who couldn't come today, Lord, let them experience your love this Christmas. Let them experience your presence this Christmas. We thank you, Lord. Take all the praise. Take all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray, thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's clap unto Jesus. Amen.